The late Italian film director Sergio Leone is best known for his westerns and is one of the most influential modern filmmakers, inspiring everybody from Martin Scorsese to John Woo. Quentin Tarantino called Leone's film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly the best directed movie of all time. It's included in a new 8-disc DVD set, the Sergio Leone Anthology. It contains 4 feature films and a huge array of extras about Leone's career. Our critic at large, John Power, says it's well worth having, and he admits his perceptions of Leone have changed over the years.
When I was growing up, we were constantly going to drive-in movies. I saw scores of things there, from Hercules epics with Steve Reeves to Michelangelo Antonioni's Blow Up, which wasn't exactly made to be watched in a car. Looking back, I realized that my most thrilling moments at the drive-in came from the 3 so-called spaghetti westerns that made Clint Eastwood an international star. A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and especially The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Here were movies bold enough to hold their own against squawky speakers, honking wiseacres, and the starry Midwestern sky. All 3 were made by Sergio Leone, and they've been brought together in the Sergio Leone Anthology. This indispensable set features not only beautifully restored versions of these movies, but a full-length version of a terrific one called Duck, You Sucker, that played here in butchered form. The dullest of the 4 is A Fistful of Dollars from 1964, and it just happens to be a landmark. Not only did it define Eastwood's persona, the impassively ruthless man with no name who comes decked out in a poncho and surgically implanted cheroot, it took popular filmmaking to a then-scandalous new level of violence and moral darkness. Just as the movie didn't look like a usual Western, it was shot in sunblasted southern Italy, it didn't feel like one either. Here was a Western for an era that no longer took the old codes for granted. The good guys weren't, well, good. Although its sequel, For a Few Dollars More, was clearly a much better film, I still remember being startled by the artistic leap of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the first of Leone's great films. This 3-hour epic of greed, set against the backdrop of the American Civil War, is filled with amazing things. Dazzling set pieces, Eli Wallach's hilarious yammering as the ugly, and a theme by Ennio Morricone that has become iconic. It also exudes a powerful sense of waste in all the film's killing. That same humanity shines through Duck, You Sucker, an ambivalent, hugely pleasurable tale of the Mexican Revolution, centering on the unexpected friendship between 2 very different men. Juan is a wholly self-interested Mexican bandito played by Rod Steiger, whose performance is a flamboyant hybrid of a bemused Marlon Brando and Al Pacino doing Scarface. John is an idealistic Irish revolutionary, played by that cool lizard James Coburn, he of the long leathery face and teeth the length of piano keys. Here, John tries to enlist Juan into serving the revolution.
What's up?
It's a map. It's your country you're lying all over there.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Well, your country's also Huerta, and the governor, and the landlords, and Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. And this little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? What do you mean revolution? Please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and they say, ho, the time has come to have a change,
huh?
Shh, 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 shh. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books go to the people who can't read the books, the poor people, and say, we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat, huh? But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead! That's your revolution.
40 years ago, Leone was reckoned obviously inferior to such Italian giants as Fellini, Antonioni, and Bertolucci. Next to them, he was the man with no name. But his reputation has grown since then, partly thanks to two brilliant films not collected here, Once Upon a Time in the West and Once Upon a Time in America. But Leone's ascent is also inseparable from the fact that his movies have aged extremely well. His work feels timeless. It doesn't so much take place in the actual West as in a foreign director's reverie on images and ideas of the West that Leone got from old movies. He mythologizes something that was already mythic. He turns it operatic. His Westerns really are horse operas, with oversized characters, hyperbolic showdowns, and the cinematic equivalent of bravura arias, like the great set piece in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, when Eastwood first turns Wallach into the sheriff for the bounty, then shoots the hangman's rope to let him escape. This mythic quality is amplified by Leone's trademark style, those indelible widescreen shots of landscapes, water drips, and especially faces, those big eyes, as they were known, that fill the whole screen. His images explode. They have a pop art vividness, and they come accompanied by Morricone's exhilarating music, which ranges from the witty to the achingly nostalgic. You see, for all his storytelling panache, Leone was also a poet of loss, of the vanished past. No doubt my own nostalgia helps explain why I like these particular movies so very much. Yet seeing them again on DVD, I was reminded just how enjoyable they actually are, and how revealing about how our perceptions change. Watching them in order, from A Fistful of Dollars to Duck, You Sucker, you get a roadmap of a filmmaker's growth. You watch Leone get better, sharper, deeper, more complicated. And you realize that, once upon a time in Italy, a guy who started out making things labeled spaghetti westerns was actually on his way to creating art.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue magazine. He reviewed the Sergio Leone anthology,